Okay. So I am currently a little bit tipsy, and I have a dildo mounted to the wall, and it's like the wall next to my closet. So I can like put my legs on either side and get nice and deep. Someone suggested that I do this, and I did it once, and it was fucking amazing. So I'm gonna do it again for you. I'm just like teasing myself a little bit with the head. Let me see if I can get you to hear it. And I just, I've like barely experienced being fucked from behind, and now I know that, that has been a mistake, and that I want that. I'm just like on my hands and knees, obviously. Well, I don't know, but hopefully you can hear me okay. Maybe I'll put this, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm just kind of going in and out, putting more in each time. Ass in the air, just slowly bouncing it. Oh my god. I wish someone were holding my hips right now. Just fucking like spank me. Oh. Shit. It came unstuck. Trying to figure out like the perfect level. I think it needs to be a little higher. Oh. That's all the way down to the base. That's a lot. Oh god. I was listening to a desk pet themed audio, which is definitely something that that I find really hot. Being here, both listening, I mean, I've been listening for a long time, but and recording has really like helped me explore a lot of stuff. And you know, being like, it's this interesting thing where I don't want to like, let me get a little deep here. Hold on, let me make this a little higher first. I can fuck myself a little bit more. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm obviously a more complex person than just a sex object, you know? And like, I want more than that in general, but being used, oh, there's something so fucking hot about it. Just like you being so desperate to fuck me, and me just hanging out under your desk while you work or play video games or whatever. Oh my god. Oh. And I can just whenever you tap me on the head or whatever, I can play with your cock and start sucking on it. Especially if you're like extra stressed out, you know, I can help with that. I can relieve a little bit of that tension. Or alternatively, if you're in like a meeting and you're having to talk, oh god, and you want a little bit of a challenge, I can try to get you to mess up. And then at certain points, you can bend me over the desk and fuck me from behind as hard as you want. I just want you to get off and come inside me. God. The angle of this is just really good. I just feel so full. And I feel really sexy just in this position. And I can't see behind me, so it's easier to imagine you behind me. Especially because I have this solid wall that I can pretend is you. And I can... Oh, fuck. I can slam back into it. Hold on, I gotta adjust it again. Oh my god. Oh, now it's too high. It would be easier if you were here and you could just be at the perfect height. Against mine, I guess, against my ass, really, or what I'm doing now. You can just stand there because you've been working so hard, and I can just back up into your cock. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh. It feels so fucking good. You have no idea. Like, I just I just want to get fucked. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask? Now I'm kind of like, I have my arms and my head kind of on the floor. I'm just backing up. Oh, I'm putting the whole thing in and then taking it out. Can I be honest for a second? I say that I want to be fucked really, really hard. Oh, that's nice. Hold on. Oh, God. Oh, okay. I'm just kind of like bouncing off the wall. Oh my God. I really hope this sound is okay on this one, because I have no idea. For all I know, I could be just making an unusable audio. And then I would just have, you know, felt really good. But no one got to hear it, so I guess that's not so bad. But sucks for you. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh. Oh, God. I was saying that I want to be used and fucked, like, hard and pounded. But, like, as much as I talk a big game, I don't know if I can handle it. Like, I would really want to do a good job for you and be a good girl for you, but I really don't know. I just have to see. But I could totally see, like, pushing myself past my limit and you having to be like, do you want me to stop? And me being like, no, I'm fine. When in reality, it hurts a little too much, like, not in a good way. Oh. Oh my God. The thing that sucks about this position, other than, like, getting like rug burn and it hurting my knees eventually, is that I say I can't come this way. I believe that if you were here, you could help me with that, but you're not. I mean, you can imagine you are, but the sad truth is I'm alone in this room. It's just me and my rainbow dildo and the wall. And I'm in my office. I could set the scene a little bit more, I suppose. That's pretty much it, though. My office, which still has a bunch of boxes in it, but I do have like a desk. It's a standing desk. Well, it's like adjustable, you know, standing or sitting, so perfect for any height you are. We can adjust it to your, you know, particular needs for fucking, whether you want me bent over the desk or you want me sitting on the edge with my legs wrapped around you, or I don't know, there are probably a million more positions, but I'm not that creative. Oh my God. But yeah, I'm gonna have to go back to my old reliable position, just on my back, fucking myself with a vibrator, and then rubbing another vibrator on my clit, nice and hard. I need a lot of pressure. Oh, God. It's been a while since I did one of these. I actually did one while I was still sick, which was, I don't know, almost a month ago or something. And I need to listen to it and see if I want to release it. Ugh. Oh, yeah, nice and hard. Oh. Oh. It feels so good. Yeah. Yeah, fuck me. Very nice and hard. Come on. Come on, fuck me harder. Also, I don't know if I, whatever, I hit a 1,000 followers. Yay, that's kind of exciting. I mean, like, it's really not that important to me, but it's a really fun milestone, and I appreciate, I appreciate so much that people, like, get off to anything that I would make, or just, like, enjoy listening to it. Like, it's so, hold on, oh my God. It's so fucking hot to me. I feel like we have this, like, cool connection. Ugh. You know, or, like, we'll never meet. Well, who knows? But, ugh. But we kind of had this, like, you know, little, God damn it, it keeps popping off. My pussy is strong. It's not my fault. I can't help it. Anyway, that's really cool. And, like, what feels better than an orgasm? The fact that I get to record things that make people possibly come, not necessarily, but possibly, like, the number of orgasms that have occurred from these audios, that's very fun. I like that. Oh my God. Okay, well, it keeps coming unstuck, so I'm gonna it just fell out of me. I'm gonna take that as a sign to switch positions. Okay. Hello. Okay, so let me put this vibrator side of me. It's smaller than the dildo, so it should be easier, but it's more about focused G-spot stimulation, you know, the good stuff. It's all the good stuff. that is the shit that, yeah, that pushes me over the edge. Okay, so I got that in. My legs are shaking a little bit. I have one on the wall and one up on one of my unpacked boxes. Hold on. Shit. Doesn't want to stay in. When I just like press it up again, it feels really good. And then I like to just, let's just go to the second level. I feel like I would like to see what happens at some point. I've never had the patience to like just keep doing this and like not do anything with the clit and just like get really intense with it. I don't know if I could be able to come. Probably not. But like, what if I could and I just didn't know? So maybe someday. Okay. And then now on my clit. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. I got really. Normally I wear my bralette, but I'm just wearing like a regular bra. So the boob physics are off, like the balance of where I normally put it. So anyway, I got really horny around lunchtime. And I was at work, so I couldn't really do anything about it. And I had to wait. Should be saying things. I'm a little rusty. I don't know. I just want to come. Into the floor. Ow! Oh my god. The phone just fell like right onto my throat. Sorry, I'm just still trying to get comfortable. Oh, fuck.
Okay, sorry, I'm gonna switch positions. I don't know why I don't just do this from the get-go, but I'm gonna... Oh, I can see myself in the mirror. Hello. Looking good. I'm gonna put my both legs on the wall so I can, like, kind of use the leverage to sometimes, like, lift my ass up a little bit and get my legs nice and far back. It's truly ingenious. This thing that I invented, which is putting your legs against the wall while you touch yourself. The door stopper just broke. Wow. Okay. All right. Scooch. Just like on the table of the gynecologist, you always gotta scooch down more than you think. And because when I'm trying to come, it's less fucking myself and more like kind of wiggling, stimulating the G-spot, I tend to think of, about your face. Fingers inside me. Just burying your face in there. Like it's the best fucking meal you've ever had. Because it is. The way that I want desperately to suck your cock. Feel it in my throat. Taste the whole thing. Fucking slobber and drool all over it. I want that same enthusiasm for me as well. Okay. I'm so sorry. I have to take my shirt off. Did I mention I was wearing a shirt? Well, not for long. And I think, no, I'll leave the bra on. Oh, that's a nice view. Sorry, you don't get it. What a shame. Your hands on my thighs, and I'm like squirming. You're keeping them wide open so you can taste me sucking a lick. Just like I want you to come in my mouth. I want to feel that warmth suddenly burst out of you as you moan my name. Sorry, my knee keeps hitting this picture frame. I'm getting close. I hope that means you won't let up. It's hard to talk. Oh. now. I'm so close. Please, 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 let me go. Please, 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 please. Thank you for listening, and it's good to be back, and I really am working on a bunch of scripts. It's trying to fall out of me, and yeah, have a lovely day.